I was
All right, let's
watching
fucking
Maury
try
the
that
other
again.
day because it was just on, and this woman, she has a
Oh
boyfriend, and
man,
he
you
like
guys.
works and provides for her, blah blah blah. And she went and got
I
herself
just
knocked up out of
blew one of the
prison because
best
she worked as a
intros
prison
ever.
guard.
So I had just
And
opened
she had
up. I had
twins by
everything
this
set
guy.
up
So
to
this
start
guy,
recording the
he's not even
podcast.
free. He's sitting in a
And I'm
cage,
on the
and he's
internet dealing with
perpetuating
some
his
stuff that I'll tell you
gene
in a
better
minute
than the
looking at
girl's
some comments on the
boyfriend
website.
and getting
And
him to take care of them.
it just writes itself. The
Like, that is
material
some epic
just
naming
writes
strategy. And
itself.
she
I
wins too
busted
because
out
she
in laughter.
gets,
I hit the
you know,
record
she
button and
wins
I
because she
launched
gets a
right into
stable
it. And then
dude
I
to care
realized
of
that
some,
the
like,
incorrect
alpha dude's
microphone was
kid.
selected and I wasn't actually
Right?
recording anything.
In
So
that
here we
case,
go
she
again.
wins and he wins and the guy loses.
But the
The
material
boyfriend
just
loses
writes
big
itself.
time.
That's why
I'm
when
gonna
it
let the
comes to
intro
chicks, I
play
just scream
out
and
here
leave.
because
I
I
say,
gotta
get
finish
out of
up
my
this
bedroom,
stuff I'm
poo
doing,
cake,
then we're gonna
before you
leap
suck my
into
life
it.
dry.
Trigger warning.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society or innovated or created. Everything. There.
We must all kneel before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful. Because, what, they can do it all, but if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Where we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children. Where we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people. And gosh, society is getting worse.
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man. When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Trigger warning, bats!
I have one simple question for the feminists out there. Why is it nearly 100%, I'm sure there's one or two of you out there, why is it nearly 100% of the feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize?
Single moms are tough and independent. No, they're not.
And on welfare.
No, they're not even close.
It's a testament just in general to how you cannot rely on what girls say. It's sad. It's sad. And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynist. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
Trigger warning. Bitch.
You, bitch.
Okay. Whoa, what's going on here? What? Oh, there it is. So, all right, first off, all right, before we jump in, man, let me tell you, I got today off. I got to do some work from home, but for the most part, I got today off. And oh, I'm just not feeling it. It's going to be relatively nice outside today, so I'm probably going to have to go outside, get some sunshine and some fresh air instead of staying inside and doing things I should do for the podcast and cleaning the office and shit. Because then we got to work tomorrow. We got a gig on Saturday. And Sunday we got off, but Sunday it's supposed to be snowing, raining, shitty. So that's going to be a good day to stay inside and do stuff. So we're doing some low-hanging fruit today. We're going to do some first world white girl problems so I don't have to think very much or do any show prep. God, I got shit piling up to do for the podcast that's going to require like serious effort and it's going to be good. And I know I keep telling you guys I'm going to do some serious podcasting soon. And, you know, as you know by now, this is a lie. I'm just a lying motherfucker. But I know that I'm a lying motherfucker because I have self-awareness, unlike women. Because you see, guys, I hate women. I when I woke up this morning, the first thing that went through my brain was how much I hate women. I thought, God, if only I could build some concentration camps and exterminate women. Man, that's just, the focus of my life is just hating women because I hate women. Now, I know you're saying, great one, what about black people? I thought you hated us. No. See, you guys don't understand. I don't hate black people as much as I hate women because, see, women are special because women have vagina. And they're strong and independent, can do anything, fish, bicycle, fag tag, period, poverty. Now, they can't afford to buy tampons, but they can do anything a man can do. Aaron Clary, I just saw this morning, linked to my 18 February 2020 linkage, the photo essay of the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Thanks, Cappy. And so, of course, the website blew up with hits, because every time Cappy links to me, it does. And I also, as I was doing this, I really wanted to say more about all the photos, but I had to bang this out in a hurry, kind of like I do with somebody else's wife when I'm having sex with them. You got to bang them in a hurry and get away before you get caught. So I was banging this out in a hurry. I almost like to go back and do like a podcast episode where I do commentary on each of the photos and go into a little bit more depth. Then I realized also the photo I put of the chair at Walmart, the folding chair that says it holds up to 300 pounds. God, I could have milked that for so much more. I mean, there's so many jokes there. You know, like that's a chair specially designed for feminists. It holds up to 300 pounds. I mean, how many thin feminists have you ever seen? Not saying there aren't any, but I'm saying if you took like normal women, you know, women who are mostly mentally well-adjusted and don't hate men and don't spend their entire life walking around looking for handouts and can behave like civilized human beings and chew with their mouth closed. Like if you took those women, what percentage of them is fat compared to if you went and you found some feminist women who have like the piercings and the tattoos and the blue hair and they're majoring in feminist studies or sociology or international communications or interdisciplinary liberal arts or something like that. You know, what percentage of those women are fat? But I digress. I don't even know how I got there. Oh, the chair that holds up 300 pounds. That's like a feminist chair. You know, it's... How can we put it? I should get some stickers made. Because let's see. Wait. I computer. Where's the computer? I'm surrounded by computers. Oh, by the way, did I tell you guys I bought the computer over at CSU Surplus? I told you about that, right? It's working out great. It's working out fantastic. One of the best decisions I've made lately. This one doesn't have it. You know how computers will have like that little sticker on there that says designed for Windows 7 or designed for Windows Vista or designed for Windows 8 or whatever. Get some stickers that say designed for feminist and go into the Walmart and stick one of those on all the chairs that have the label that says they support up to 300 pounds. The more I think about that, the more I'm considering doing it. The only thing is, it would need to be a sticker that would come off easily. Because I don't own the chair, and because I'm an anarcho-capitalist and I hate women, I don't want to deface and destroy other people's property. And the chairs in Walmart don't belong to me. Because unlike a woman, see, I understand the concept of things that belong to people who are not me. And thus, I would not want to permanently mar the chairs by putting a sticker on them that does not come off easily. So if I could get stickers that just peel off very easily, I would absolutely do that. Let me close that. Let me get back to the point. All right. So anyhow, I go to the website and I have a comment on the Fort Collins photo essay linkage thing. I actually have two comments. Somebody says, "What else would you expect from the tribe? They yearn for the good old days of their messiahs, Lenin and Stalin. Joe would approve." And I responded to that with stuff. Now, up here though, the first comment on this is from somebody with the handle Bookish Jen. And Bookish Jen writes, "Wow, you really hate women." So now, of course, all of my arguments have been defeated because I've been accused of hating women, which is right up there with being accused of racism. See, at this point, I'm supposed to start defending myself and trying to prove that I don't hate women, and thus we derail any potential discussion about the fact that women consume and they don't produce, that women get more welfare than men, that women can murder their unborn children and not just get away with it, but actually get applauded for it. You know, that women want equality in the workplace. As long as it's a workplace that involves padded chairs and computers and air conditioners, women are not looking for equality in, say, construction work or picking up the trash or fishing boats off the Alaskan coast or anything like that. Right, we're not, all of that, all of that and thousands of things more are supposed to be ignored as now I'm supposed to defend myself from the accusation from bookish Jen that I hate women. Well, see, I don't have to hate women. Women hate themselves and they have no self-awareness. The first photo, right up here at the top of this, this is the picture that I had posted before, but it's a classic of the automobile not parked between the lines. And this is what I'm talking. See, this is what I'm not, instead of pointing this out, instead of talking about how women do not give a shit about other people. Once again, a man, when I park a vehicle, I put the vehicle in the parking spot. I put it in park. If I have any doubts in my mind, before I turn the engine off, I get out of the vehicle. Or sometimes you just have to stick your head out the window or open the door. But however, I visually ascertain, is the vehicle that I just parked, parked in a way that is user-friendly to other people, that will not interfere with other people? Am I between the fucking lines? Am I too close to somebody else's vehicle? Is my car sticking out into the road? Do I need to pull further into the parking lot? Whatever it is, before I turn the engine off, I ascertain, is my vehicle fucking parked correctly so as it does not interfere with other people? Now, you see, women do not understand that other people exist. Women see other people as these objects that pop in and out of existence when it's beneficial to a woman, right? Again, if you're not doing something that directly benefits a woman, you don't exist to her. And that's why this woman parked this car the way she did, close to the fucking red vehicle on her passenger side. Right there on, literally, tires literally on the white line. And she just got out and walked away because she doesn't give a shit that she parked incorrectly. She doesn't give a shit that her shitty parking might inconvenience another human because other humans do not exist from her perspective. She is a fucking selfish, parasitical cunt. And while, yes, there's 7 or 8 unicorn women who aren't like this, most of them are. So we pop over, because Bookish Jen left a link to her website. Thank you, Jen. So we pop over there. Bookish Jen reviews books. I scrolled down. None of the books she reviewed looked like anything I would read, which is fine. I mean, yeah, as a man, I actually understand that men and women are different, and so women would read different books than men would read. Speaking of that, I just finished reading for I don't know how many times. All right, so I've been reading some stuff, and of course I've been listening to, I told you guys I was catching up on Escape Pod, the science fiction podcast. And I just found myself really yearning for some good science fiction. And I thought, you know what, fuck this. I'm going to dig out my Robert Heinlein books and I'm going to delve back in. So I pulled out Space Cadet by Robert Heinlein, which is my favorite Heinlein book. I have read that book easily more than 20 times in my life. I just finished it this morning. Came home last night because they had to work yesterday. Came home last night, made a fire in the fireplace, sat down next to the fire, was reading the book, went to bed, got up this morning, made a fire in the fireplace, made my coffee, sat there by the fire with the coffee, finished reading Space Cadet. God damn, that book is great. They don't, you know, they don't make them like that anymore. They don't. They just, there's no, well, I don't say no, because I haven't read every science fiction book on the market. But, you know, you take something like, you know, for an example, go listen to five random episodes of Escape Pod. Or, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, Escape Pod, they put the full text of the story on the website. You don't have to listen to the podcast. You could just read the stories. Right? Go over there and read five of those stories and then read Space Cadet. And you see the difference. There's so many differences. I don't have time to go into them. But it's like, oh my God, what a beautiful piece of science fiction. And I feel very intellectually invigorated by this. And Bookish Jen would never read Space Cadet because Space Cadet only has three female characters in it. Matt's mom, Matt's kind of ish potentially girlfriend, but not really, because Matt figures out why men in the Space Patrol don't get married. He's red-pilled. And then the stewardess. Well, okay, then there's the Venetians. The Venetians are a matriarchal species. So actually, all the Venetians that we see are females because they don't allow their males to be seen by outsiders. It's kind of like Muslims in reverse. But, you know, hey, there are different species. I don't begrudge them that. It's fine. But Bookish Jen will never read this book because there's no strong, independent women riding fish bicycles who need men to purchase tampons for them because they're suffering from period poverty. Girl boss. Anyhow, we pop over to Jen's website and we hit the About page. All right, and here's what she says. She says, "Hello, I go by the name Bookish Jen around these parts and welcome to my blog, The Book Shelf, where I post, you guessed it, book reviews. I've been an avid reader since I was a little girl, and getting my first library card was probably a more momentous occasion." Hold on. Let me blow this up so I don't misread things. "Been an avid reader since I was a little girl, and getting my first library card was probably a more momentous occasion than getting my driver's license, parentheses, and I'm a better reader than driver," close parentheses. Second sentence on her website, she reinforces the stereotype that women can't fucking drive. Sweetheart, do you realize you're writing my fucking material for me? Thank you, Jen. Thank you for writing my material for me. We know you can't drive. We all know this. This is not a surprise. You know what? At least, let me credit where it's due. At least Jen has self-awareness. She knows that she's a better reader than a driver. I don't hate this girl or anything. She left a comment on my website about how I have nothing personal against her. It's hilarious. It's funny. But she does at least have the self-awareness to know she can't drive worth a shit. And I will give her credit for that, for having that self-awareness, because I'm a man. And I can be intellectually honest. I don't have to walk around pretending the fucking world conforms to my fucking delusionary views of what it should be instead of what it actually is. Because I have testosterone. You know who doesn't have testosterone? Women! 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 How would you like to work for that girl boss?
You know who doesn't have testosterone? Women! Women!
All right, speaking of women.
Women!
Ask E. Jean. Yes, it's time. No more fucking around. No more talking about how I'm going to go outside and get sunshine today while some of you are in your cubicles. I wonder if I have any listeners that are cubicle dwellers. I'm looking for an ink pen. Give me a second. God, seriously, this office is turning into a fucking disaster zone. I've got to get to work on cleaning shit up. All right. Should get a woman in here to clean it. Except, of course, that men clean better than women do, too. We do everything better than women. We drive better than women. We are able to be feminine better than women. Anyway, all right, stop fucking around. Great one. Let's get to it. Here we go. Where are we? Here we go. Oh, Dear E. Jean, I'm in a relationship with the most wonderful man of all time. Okay, the most wonderful man of all time. She has dated. She's been in relationships with every man, not just in the past, but also in the future. She has a TARDIS. And she's traveled into the future. She's been in a relationship with every man that ever has, will, and does exist. And she can say that this is the one, this is the best of all time, the most wonderful man of all time. Okay. I'm sure we're about to hear now what's wrong with him. Because if there wasn't something wrong with him, because we know there's nothing wrong with her. She's perfect, right? Women are perfect. So now we're about to find out what's wrong with the most wonderful man of all time. When he said no to my marriage proposal. Hold on. All right, this is another. Did I read that sentence correctly? When he said no to my marriage proposal, we went through a rocky period, but we got over it, and we've totally this is what she wrote, okay? We are totally fag tag couple goals again. Okay, this is a woman, theoretically a grown woman, writing a letter to someone to seek advice using a fucking Twitter hashtag in the fucking letter. You women wonder why men consider you to be immature. You wonder why Frank Servi looks at you and makes the observation that women stop maturing at high school. This is why. You women are so obsessed with the internet and social media and your fucking selfies and your attention whoring that your fucking fag tags bleed into every aspect of your life. I know I do it like do the fag tag period poverty, but I'm making fun of you. I can't wait, and I'm sure they're already doing it. I'm sure women use fag tags in their fucking business correspondences. Okay, you women can't even fucking write. Also, the fact that she proposed marriage is pretty fucking hilarious. So I'm going to guess that the most wonderful man of all time is fairly beta male. All right, however, when I was rejected, I did something stupid. Sweetheart, I'm pretty sure you've done a lot of things that were stupid. I hooked up with my supervisor at work. Okay, so now if her supervisor had fucked her, it would be rape, it would be fag tag me too, or sorry, pound me too. Right, it would be sexual harassment. But see, once again, notice this is why women, hey, bookish Jen, this is why I can't take you seriously. Okay? If the supervisor had hooked up with her, he would be sexually harassing, he would be pounding me too, he would be a rapist, he would be creepy, he would be a sexual predator. But this woman, because her boyfriend, who is the most wonderful man ever of all time, okay, because the most wonderful man of all time didn't want to marry her when she asked him to marry her, she now has the license to go fuck the guy she works for. Do you women not understand why men look at you and we see people who are held to no standards whatsoever, who have no accountability for their actions, and yet just at the same time that you are a fucking princess who receives no consequences for your actions, you're running around talking about how fucking oppressed you are. How do you women not see this? And the answer is you don't. This is a rhetorical question. I'm not looking for an answer. We men know that you women don't see this because, once again, You had sex with your supervisor as a means to an ends, the ends of you feeling good, because the only thing that matters to this woman is her feelings. She doesn't give a shit about the most wonderful man of all time. She doesn't give a shit about her job. She doesn't give a fuck about the fact that if the man did what she did, her boss did what she did, he would be a rapist. But for her, she's strong, independent, fish, bicycle, girl boss. You women, and this is, you women are truly baffled. I mean, you are truly baffled. Every woman who reads this letter or hears me saying this right now, every one of them is going, well, why can't she have sex with her supervisor? She asked her boyfriend to marry her, and he said, no, of course she can have sex with her supervisor. She can do whatever she wants. He doesn't own her. He can't tell her what to do with her body. Not one of you out there, not one person with a fucking vagina can see anything wrong with this. And that's why I do this entire podcast, standing here, ripping your heads off and shitting down your necks. Because you expect all these privileges with no fucking responsibility. All right, let's see where this goes. Now that I've fucking ranted about that. All right, he had lots of sex appeal, but turned out to be the worst lover. I cried for days. Oh, look, a woman experiences regret. And notice, she didn't cry because she cheated on the most wonderful man of all time, right? The most wonderful man of all time, she doesn't give a flying fuck about him. She doesn't care that she was not faithful to him, even though she wanted to marry him, okay? She asked him to marry her. She's now, it was smart of him to say no, because you've just proven you're not going to be sexually and emotionally loyal to him. You have just proven your disloyalty to this man. He should not marry you. Notice, she's not crying because she was disloyal to the most wonderful man of all time. She's crying because the man she had sex with wasn't very good at having sex. She's crying not because she betrayed her boyfriend, whom she wanted to marry. She is crying because the man she had sex with, when betraying her boyfriend, whom she wanted to marry, who is the most wonderful man of all time, that man was not very good at sex. And you wonder why the great one says that women are selfish and don't care about anything but themselves. I mean, obviously, it couldn't have a fucking thing to do with the fact that women being selfish and not caring about anything except themselves. She's not crying because she fucked her supervisor and potentially messed up her work environment or endangered her job. No, she's crying because her supervisor at work wasn't very good at sex. You know, maybe we should just not let women ever graduate from high school. This is not a joke. Maybe women should simply stay in high school for their entire fucking lives. It would cost a shit ton of money. But the question is, would it cost less money than the amount of money we're already pumping into women? The more I think about that, the more I'm serious about it. Maybe women should simply never graduate high school. They should just stay there for their entire fucking lives. My God. All right. I cried for days and wished I'd never have to see him again. You do realize that this is the person you work for, right? I mean, once again, the detachment from reality. Like, when you were fucking him, did it not occur to you that you would have to see him every day at work. And once again, that women, they live in the moment. They don't, the, another thing that does not exist for women, along with other people, is the future. I mean, why would a woman ever have to think about the future? And if anything happens, men will take care of her. She will get welfare. Men will bail her out. I mean, women don't think about the future. They have no concept of tomorrow. None. It's what do my feelings want right now? That's the only thing that goes through their tiny little brains. They're brains that have two compartments in them. One compartment for shopping, and the other compartment is the one they don't use. I cried for days and wished I'd never have to see him again, but he's my boss.
Wow.
He's my boss, exclamation mark. He went from secret lover to secret bully real fast. I have ignored him for weeks, which is hard, because he finds ways to speak to me, text me, and email me, and now I'm in a painful situation. You thought that you could never talk to the person you work for again. The detachment from reality here is boggling my mind. I'm silent because I can't even think of words to respond to this level of stupidity. He's your boss. You work for him. Yes, he is going to find ways to speak to you. Are you women actually this stupid? It's a rhetorical question. Yes, you are. Otherwise, this woman wouldn't have written this letter. We continue. The man. You mean your boss that you voluntarily had sex with? That man? The man will not stop asking me to send nudes of myself over and over. Now, first of all, is this a real over and over, or is this a woman's definition of over and over? If he is truly, if he's asked you for nude pictures like more than three times, then yeah, we can sit here and say, well, he's kind of being a jerk. He should let it go. But once again, see, that's what women want. Women want, of course, to say, oh my God, look, he's asking her for nudes. What a terrible person. So that we can shift the focus away from the fact that this woman betrayed and cheated on the most wonderful man of all time, whom she wanted to marry, and fucked her boss at work. See, everything is designed to steer the conversation away from what this woman did. Well, he's asking me for nudes. Isn't he terrible? Sweetheart, you fucked him. Oh, that's right. You're a woman. You don't have agency. See, this is I don't hate women. I'm just not letting women off the hook for their actions. And that's what women like Bookish Jen translate into hating women, right? Holding women accountable for their actions is hating women. Making fun of women who can't fucking drive because they can't fucking drive, that's hating women. Disagreeing with women because women are perfect is hating women. All right. The man will not stop asking me to send nudes of myself over and over. I refuse, but he's making it very difficult not to obey. He's making it very difficult not to obey. Pray tell, sweetheart, what exactly does that look like? How does a man make it difficult for you to not send him pictures of yourself naked? explain that process to me. I would love to know, because I would use that to get hot girls to send naked pictures of themselves to me. I would love to know, how do I make it difficult for women to not send me pictures of themselves naked? Please clue me in on this. Clue me in on how I can control female behavior. I would love to hear about this. I would love to hear how I can control female behavior. Females can't even control female behavior. Women cannot control their own behavior. That's why they have sex with their boss and cheat on the most wonderful man of all time. Because they can't control themselves. They sure as fuck can't be controlled by anyone else. But of course, they're oppressed. Oh, you women, you're so fucking oppressed here in Western civilization, where you can murder your unborn children and live your entire life without ever getting a job. God, you're so fucking oppressed. I don't know how you do it. I really don't. How do I make this stop? Question mark. Okay, I don't want to lose my boyfriend. I can't lose my job. She doesn't want to lose her boyfriend, and she can't lose her job. Therefore, the obvious thing to do, if you don't want to lose your boyfriend and you can't lose your job, the obvious thing to do is to cheat on your boyfriend by fucking the person you work for. That, my friend, that's woman logic. And this is a great one. Why do you think women shouldn't vote? Holy fuck, I can't figure it out. Obviously, I hate them. Let's go through this. So you're a man. If you're listening to this, you're a man, because there's no women who listen to this podcast. Other than that one woman, I got your email. I need to do a listener email thingy. I got the picture of your pussy. Thank you very much. I controlled you. Oh my God, that's it. I controlled you into sending me a picture of your pussy. That's what it was. You obeyed me. I controlled you. That's fascinating. Anyway, all right, you're a man, except for this one woman who listens to this podcast, because there are a couple of unicorns out there. There's seven of them, but you're not going to find one, so because they're just too rare. All right, so you're a man. So let's say you have a good job that you want to keep, and you've got a really good girlfriend, and you want to keep her. So you're sitting there going, man, you know, I got this great girlfriend, and I want to keep her around. I love her, and I care about her. We have a great time. She's very important to me. Keeping my girlfriend is very important to me. That's one of my main goals. And I've got this job. You know, it's a job. Sometimes it sucks. Sometimes it's okay. But I really need to keep this job because it pays good enough, and I don't want to find another job. So it's keeping the job is very important to me. So I stick with my girlfriend. That's top priority, and I want to keep this job. So what should I do today to make sure that I keep my girlfriend and I keep my job? Oh, I think I'll go to work today and fuck my boss. There's not one man, at least in North America, who has ever gone through that fucking train of thought. But she sure as fuck did. Great one. I know, I'm wrong. I'm about to tell you why I'm wrong. Because women don't go through a thought process. She didn't actually sit there and think, oh, I want to keep my boyfriend and I want to keep my job. I should go have sex with the guy I work for. Her emotions did everything. Her emotions just took over and she fucked her boss. She never sat there and fucking thought any of this through. Because thinking things through is not what high school girls do. And all women are high school girls because they don't mature past high school. And once again, why, yes, we should let people just like this should be voting. Because their opinions on social, political, economic, world issues, they're really important. Oh, Obama, talk pretty. I'm going to vote for him. Hillary is a woman. I am a woman. I should vote for Hillary because feelings. And God, no, I don't even want to know what kind of job she has. I mean, God help us if she has a job where she makes some kind of decisions that affect other people. Fucking Christ Almighty. Her question is, how do I make this stop? See, and once again, her question isn't, how do I stop being a fucking cheating, backstabbing cunt? How do I stop having sex with people I work for? How do I make this stop? This being her boss asking her for naked photos. How do I make my boss, who I cheated with on my boyfriend, how do I make him stop asking me for pictures of myself naked? You get your boss to stop asking you for pictures of yourself naked by not fucking him. You've already fucked him. It's too late. It's kind of like you jump into the swimming pool, then you climb out of the swimming pool and you say, how do I stop being wet? Well, it's too late. You've missed your opportunity. You're wet. As time goes by, you'll dry off. But right now, you're wet. As time goes by, maybe he'll stop bothering you. Maybe he'll stop asking you for photos. Once again, we don't really know what over and over means, if it's a woman's definition of over a man's definition. But the point is, there's nothing you can do. You've done the fuck up. You've done the crime. Now you're going to do the time. Here's my question. Here's my question to you, you stupid bitch. Did you tell the boyfriend, the most wonderful man of all time, did you tell him that you fucked your boss? I bet you didn't, because you're fucking your fag tag couple goals. Okay, was one of your couple goals to tell him that you cheated on him? It wasn't. Because you know what women like? You know what women value? They like honesty. Oh, yeah. What do you like in a man? I like a man who's honest. Oh my God, every time I hear a woman talk about honesty, I want to fucking stick my finger down my throat and throw up. You women couldn't fucking... I mean, if I took honesty and shoved it up your fucking ass, you wouldn't know what it was. Okay? Shut up with the fucking honesty thing. Once again, everybody fucking talks about the things they don't have. I value whatever the fuck you claim you value. It's what you've never gone near in your life. I value honesty. Go tell your boyfriend that you cheated on him and take your fucking lumps. You know, furthermore, admit that you need a man. Tell your boyfriend you cheated on him. Tell your boyfriend that your boss keeps asking you to send him naked pictures. And the way you women always do, let the man go solve the problem for you. Let your boyfriend go talk to your boss. Because you clearly can't solve your fucking problem. Despite the fact that women are perfect and such great communicators. Oh yeah, and then you're also such wonderful judges of character. That's why you fuck your boss, who then bugs you all the time for nude photos. Tell your boyfriend you cheated on him. Let him handle the situation. Because you've spent your entire life being bailed out by men. Why should this moment be any different than any other? Dear E. Jean, oh no, dear E. Jean, hold on, how much time do I have? Let's see if I got time to whack this one out. Get it? Whack this one out. Oh God, oh, masturbation jokes, we're sinking lower by the moment. All right, let's see if we can do this. Oh, fuck, it's gonna be tight. Oh, that's why I like them, tight. All right, let's focus. Dear Eugene, I wanted to keep you abreast of events. My poor, hapless husband did indeed fall in love. What? Oh God, there's a setup for this. All right, I can't do this now. We don't have time for that. There's a setup. All right, let me do this. All right, I think I can get this one in. Dear Eugene, I want to get married. Okay, that's nice. Sweetheart, you want, once again, see, women just start, hey guys, I want to have sex with the CSU women's volleyball team. Guess what? The universe doesn't give a fuck what I want. This is a, once again, this is a woman. They lead with what they want. I want... Okay, what about other people? Oh, that's right. Other people don't exist. That's why you can park your car however the fuck you want. It doesn't have to be between the lines. You do what the fuck you want. I want to get married. My boyfriend is against getting married. Not that he doesn't want to marry me. He doesn't want to marry anyone. He doesn't believe in marriage. Okay, well, your boyfriend is smart, possibly too smart for you, because he probably knows you're going to divorce rape him. So, here's your first problem, which you can't figure out on your own because you're a woman. You want to get married. Your boyfriend doesn't want to get married. If getting married is that important to you, you need to go find a different boyfriend, one who wants to get married. Now, see, there's nothing complicated about this. But once again, in a woman's brain, the woman brain is saying, well, how can I get my boyfriend to marry me? How can I manipulate this other human whom I don't regard as a autonomous, free will, self-thinking individual with its own goals and desires? How do I get this other person who exists on the planet Earth only for the purpose of serving me? How do I get this other person to want to marry me? I mean, you women really don't understand that other people have their own agency, do you? Oh, but then again, women, first of all, don't have self-awareness. And secondly, they don't have agency. So they can't have the self-awareness to know that they have agency and then assume that other people have agency. Women are a slave to their emotions, and they assume that everybody else on the planet Earth is also a slave to their emotions. Right? My emotions told me to ask my boyfriend to marry me. He said no, so my emotions told me to go fuck my boss. So I did it. But now my boss is asking me for pictures of myself naked. Why should he do that? Doesn't he understand I'm a strong, independent woman? Emotions, feels. Okay. We have trust.
Like a man who's honest.
We have trust, loyalty, love, and happiness. Neither of us is interested in having children, so there's no concern there. We've promised to spend our lives together. We share a savings account, and all our decisions are made together. His family considers me part of his family, and my family considers him part of ours. So after 4 years, and feeling more in love than ever, is it any wonder I want to be his wife? What's the fucking difference? And I think we know the difference. The difference is she doesn't want to get married. She wants a wedding. Because you see, the wedding is her day. So she's already practically married, and I don't know where they live, but they're probably common law married or some shit. They're married. For all intents and purposes, they are married. She just wants the wedding. She wants the ring. She wants the attention. And this by itself doesn't necessarily make her a bad person. Once again, this is female nature. Women, what have I said before? Women are like Schrodinger's cat. If they're not being observed, they don't exist. A woman who is not receiving attention is a woman who ceases to exist. Women need attention constantly. Right? That's why women show up on my website and they leave comments like, wow, you must hate women or really hate women or whatever it is. I don't leave comments on websites I disagree with because I have things to do and I don't need the attention. My question. Oh, finally, we got a question. Okay, here's our question. Am I making a mistake by staying with him? I don't want to wake up at 40 still calling him my boyfriend. Sweetheart, you can either wake up at 40 calling him your boyfriend, or you can wake up at 40 with 17 cats. Those are your fucking options, you stupid bitch. Or... is marriage something thrust on my imagination by societal norms? Now, I'm pretty sure societal norms are not thrusting marriage upon you unless you're homosexual, in which case then, of course, you should be running out to get married immediately. No, the reason you're obsessed with marriage is because all women almost are obsessed with marriage. I have run into both, okay, long story short, back when I was taking classes at CSU, philosophy classes, took the one philosophy class, and there was this chick in there, and she was very feminist, although not as feminist as probably the college kids are today, but she was very feminist, and she would be feminist this and women that and all stuff. But she admitted, you know, we're all talking, and she admitted, she says, you know, I'm into feminism and women, and she says, but I still can't stop thinking about and dreaming about getting married one day. And again, I give her credit for honesty and self-awareness. As far as I recall of her, she's a very nice person. I have nothing in the world against her. Women want to get married. Women want to pair bond. Women want to have children. And that's what she's doing. This man, he's for whatever reason, he's not on board. Am I making a mistake by staying with him? Okay, so you claim that you have trust, loyalty, love, and happiness. You have a shared savings account. His family likes you. Your family likes him. You want to know if you're making a mistake staying with this guy because he won't marry you. Sweetheart, do you really think you can do better than that? If everything you've said is true, right? If you really, truly, and of course, as usual, we don't know how old she is. We don't know what she looks like, and we don't know how much she weighs, and we don't know what she majored in, and we don't know how much debt she has. But if you really, truly have trust, loyalty, love, happiness, and both your families like both of you, I mean, what more do you think you're going to get? Why in the fuck are you going to walk away? And we know, because hypergamy, because women always want more. You see, all of that is not enough. She wants all of that, and she wants to get married because she wants to have her day. It's her day, don't you know? It's her day. If everything you said there is true, do you realize, you stupid bitch, that you have more, you have a better relationship with this man than what? Easily 80% of relationships out there, if not more. Do you realize that if everything you said about your relationship with this guy is true, you are in the top 10%? The odds, statistically speaking, of you doing better and of him doing better are tiny. But you see, that's not good enough for you, is it? Because you're a woman. And you're never happy. You're never satisfied. You can't just be happy. God fucking forbid you should just fucking be happy.
Hey, women, you shut your mouth and make babies.
Shut up and be happy. Fucking Christ. You are literally Hitler. Better off than 90% of the humans in North America in your relationship. Literally better off. And you're just not good enough for you. It's just not good enough. Fucking Christ all... Yeah. Ah!
What?
And you women wonder. You can't figure it out. You're baffled.
What is attractive in a woman is defined by men. It is straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
Venus happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch. Newsflash. Guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
That's how men are. Because we're a bit more goal-oriented, women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists. They're not about production, they're not about reality, they're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.